You're listening to a Comic Talk 616 podcast production. To learn more about Comic Talk 616 and other podcasts, visit comictalk616.weebly.com.
And you can find Critical Hit on Instagram at critical_hit_podcast, or join our Facebook community group by simply searching Critical Hit : The Pokey Center.
Thank you, and enjoy the episode.
You can, no, stop.
Ooh, there's different tones.
I hated every bit of that.
It was the beginning of Jingle Bells.
Was it? Was it really?
Nope. Hey guys, welcome to Critical Hit. I'm so sorry I destroyed your eardrums. It was an accident that I found out, and I thought that everyone else would have to be tortured as well. Little bit of announcement. So Brittany's got a lot on her plate with work, so she will be sitting a few episodes out. However,
she still has not left, for she has contracted her soul to us.
Yeah.
Anyways, as I was saying before, we are Critical Hit. We are a Pokemon podcast that primarily talks about the Pokemon TCG and the remaining of the Pokemon fandom. I am Jake. You could find me on Instagram and TikTok at tattoo.raichu.
I am Sam.
Blabblemantha! I know that one was way off, but...
Very wrong. You can find me on Instagram at bam.the.trainer.
Right. And you could find Brittany when she's here on TikTok and Instagram as Spooky Vaporeon, that's spooky with an I. And
on OnlyFans selling Raptor's feet and Jackson's feet.
Yep, and I believe the 5% off is still going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was your week?
It was good. Starting to really think about the fall semester coming up. Stop.
So, the anxiety episode.
Just hyperventilates.
Starts with a noise and then just like...
and just goes downhill.
Yes. Ooh. That was my back. That's fine.
Yeah. So good. Just getting ready to gear up for the next school year. You can still hear that.
Okay, fine.
I'm going to meet with another music teacher, another band director, actually, not just a music teacher, band director, because that's what I am.
Ooh.
Tomorrow, to finish setting up my classroom and get stuff ready for the beginning of the year. Super stoked. I'm going to put my little conductor Mickey Pop Funko in my office, and that'll be the extent of my decorating, because I share an office.
If you kill the other person, do you get the whole office?
Yes.
Just give me a name.
Not on the air. Just so I can have an office to myself.
What was I going to say? Oh, it sucks because with these new mics and cranes, like, everything's an ASMR episode. So poor Brittany's like...
Everything.
Missing out.
Everything. Like, you can hear my fingers rubbing together. You can hear Jake chewing on a chicken nugget.
I want to skin it with my teeth.
Disgusting.
That's good.
Yeah, how was your week?
Pretty good. Didn't do a whole lot. Did some dice stuff. went and saw some friends. Pooped a couple of times, had in and out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the D&D on Saturday?
No, so all I know is that, to play it off while I wasn't there, is we saw Peep Peep the Owl and Mittens went out after him.
Yeah, Peep Peep showed up and Mittens chased him, but you did not miss the finale.
I know, thank God. I was like, shit, I didn't want to miss the finale.
Logan's thinking two more sessions, potentially.
Okay.
But that also falls on your Middle Earth thing.
I figured the Middle Earth could kind of be like a break night just for everyone to hang out.
It depends. So. Logan's also potentially going back to Brazil. Our DM is potentially going back to Brazil for 3 weeks.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Which remind me to ask you, are you going to be the Middle Earth thing?
I like how we're doing this, like, while we're recording.
Right. Sorry.
Depends on D&D, honestly. Right. Depends on what they do.
Right.
That's why I haven't said anything.
I'll make them.
If you can make them, then I will probably be there.
Right. Anyways, so what do we have going on? What is going down in Pokemon Town?
You should pull up the news, because I didn't do the news for no reason.
Let me go grab my phone so I can do the news.
Okay. I'll put on some stall music. Some stall music. Oh my god. Oh my god. Or we can just have that.
This MMORPG.
Hold on. No, I'm pulling up the music for a reason.
I'm gonna die.
Do they not have just the music? That was like a question.
Oh, motherfucker.
Here we go. Theme song for 10 hours.
I know they said liquid death, but Jesus Christ, I didn't think they meant it. Hi, Alex. Can I get lewd Pokemon for 200?
Excuse me, there is 9 hours, 59 minutes, and 30 more seconds before you can answer.
You know what you should do? Do you hear that?
Sounds like it's bubbling.
Anyways, you should just play that in the background the whole day.
The Jeopardy theme song?
Do it.
No, because I gotta look at my notes.
Do it.
I didn't bring my computer this time.
Fine, I will.
Okay, so we actually don't have a lot of news, so this is going to open up for more discussion, which is super exciting. Or Jake's just going to play the Jeopardy theme song instead.
Okay, keep going.
Okay. So last week we talked about how the secret rares for Skystream and Towering Perfection were coming out. Well, literally the day the episode went up, we were right. Secret rares started rolling in, and there are some absolutely beautiful artworks. And go ahead and open that link. Mine said Food Network. It is not Food Network.
Oh, wow. So, from the Food Network...
we got a nice spaghetti carbonara.
Ooh, I was gonna say spaghetti and meatballs, but you went really with it.
So, we have the full arts. Full arts, alternative arts, rainbow rares all coming out. And some of these cards are absolutely beautiful. We have alternate arts for
that Dragonite. Dragonite V. Oh my gosh. Dude, so cute.
We have alternate arts for Medicham, Dragonite V, Rayquaza, Rayquaza V Max. Then we also have alternate arts for Golurk, Noivern, Duraludon, and Duraludon V Max.
So I like the Rayquaza V alternate art. very like anime-esque, like post-apocalyptic.
Yeah, with Zinnia like in the foreground and Rayquaza in the background just towering over.
The Noivern in the sky is very Batman-esque.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Just Noivern dropping down from a building.
Yeah, and then the Golark. Dude, honestly, the alternate arts that like tell a story are my favorite fucking thing, honestly. Mm-hmm. Honestly. Those are the cards that I live for.
Mm-hmm.
So the Noivern V and the Rayquaza V are probably going to be the ones that I want the most. Just like for my own personal, like, I like this. Mm.
I completely agree. I'm also super partial to the Dragonite V, where it's just sort of laying on its back and you see the forest and the clouds underneath.
Right.
And then the Duraludon V.
I just really like that Rayquaza. That alternate art is something special.
I don't know what's going on. Also, the Duraludon V eating curry with Raihan is super cute too. So
they're gonna love it.
I'm sure they're gonna hate absolutely all of it. For the shiny Pokemon, we have Froslass and Cresselia V, the shiny gold Pokemon. I've always been a big fan of shiny Cresselia, so that's definitely gonna be on like high on my list as well of chase cards for this set. And the Crystal Cave, I think, is really, really cool. The crystals just bring me back to the EX era, and the pops of color with the crystals and the gold of the rest of the card, I think, is gorgeous.
Right. The Garbodor V just made me think of something. I'm not going to say it, so I'm going to message it to you, but you're going to agree, and it's going to be hilarious.
Watch, I'm going to say it out loud. Does it have to do with its little poofs on its head?
Nope. It's because it has something to do with the Rainbow Rare.
Okay, I'm not gonna say that out loud.
But it's hilarious.
Yeah,
we don't want to offend anyone. I just have a really messed up sense of humor, and Sam is even worse for laughing at it.
Yeah.
Trash.
So another thing, I really enjoy the backgrounds of the full arts. And for the most part, you know, they have reds and greens in this set, sort of like to pay homage to Rayquaza, but they also have this wonderful background of the Gyarados V.
Oh, right, yeah.
With the blues and yellows and purples. It's super cool. It looks like it's going to be a super fun set. I'm curious to see which cards we're going to get and which cards are going to be cut. I'm really hoping none of the secret rares are, but...
I hope so, too.
Yeah. They look super cool. Up next, what happened to the Jeopardy music?
I don't know. We went from, like, what's the question to, let's get steamy.
Steamy is not the first word I think of, but, you know.
Naughty. Let's get funky.
Okay, let's move on. So, we talked about the potential of having V-Union boxes for the past couple weeks. Well, it has been confirmed that we are actually going to get not one, but multiple V-Union boxes coming in September.
Right. It looks like we have a Mewtwo box, a Greninja V... Like, they're all... Okay, they're all. But, so Mewtwo, Greninja, and Zacian. What it looks like. Mm-hmm. The packaging looks like your standard, you know, box, but what I do like is it does have like the four cards in there set up as like a jumbo card in the front,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty cool. And you said it does come with a jumbo card, right?
Yeah, in fact, on the product images you can see the jumbo in the back.
Right, yeah. But that's it's pretty cool. Obviously you're going to shoot for all three, cuz why not? But out of all these, which one is your favorite and which one are you most excited for?
I can't get Marvin Gaye out of my head. As a collector, and me personally, I would shoot for Zacian V. But if I were to use this competitively, I definitely feel like Mewtwo V is going to be the biggest player. And underneath, like, the pictures and everything, you can see the Japanese to English translations. And Mewtwo has a move that for 2 psychic and 1 colorless energy, you can put 16 damage counters on your opponent's Pokemon in any way you like.
What?
16.
Wah, wah, wah.
And so that includes any Pokemon on the bench. That can include Pokemon on the active spot. That's a really interesting move. So if you knock one out, you can still put more where else they need to go.
Right, get ahead of the game.
Mm-hmm. It also has a move that heals 200 damage from that Pokemon.
Damn.
All without losing energy. So that's why I think competitively Mewtwo is going to be the best.
Right, because that's a fuckery of a move.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so question.
Yeah.
Is Snom on a bench on the bench? Would it be Snom on a bench?
Snom's just sitting on 2 benches.
Like, he's a bench Snom?
Yeah.
Or is Snom on a bench itself the Pokemon, and he's on the bench? Because if you just have a Snom on your bench, then it's just Snom on a bench. But if you have Snom on a bench, is that Meta Snom?
I do not know. But if you're looking at the move set for some of these other ones, we're going to talk Greninja first, then move on to Zacian, and then quickly go over what else is for Mewtwo. So for Greninja, all 3 actually have this move for a colorless energy called Union Gain, where you can attach 2 energy cards from your discard onto that Pokemon. So Greninja would be water, Zacian metal, Mewtwo psychic. Greninja also has the ability Ninja Body. Whenever your opponent plays an item card from their hand, prevent all effects of that card done to that Pokemon. For 1 energy, Aqua Edge for 130 damage. It also has another ability called Antidote Jutsu. Pokemon can't be poisoned, so that's really cool. It'd be a really great thing against Koga's trap.
Fuck yeah!
For 3 energy, you have Twister Shuriken. The attack does 100 damage to each of your opponent's benched Pokemon. And so usually those benched Pokemon, 9 times out of 10, are going to be like the weaker ones, the ones that still need to evolve, the ones that aren't ready to go up on the active spot, don't have the energy. So that's pretty cool.
It'll be really cool. So I've noticed a lot of like ninja references. Just for all those Naruto fans out there, it'd be hilarious if there was like a paired like trainer card that was like Oodles of Noodles or something like that.
Oh my god.
And it's just like, if you have a green ninja and you give it like this ramen card, like you add like plus whatever to its attack points or HP.
Kind of like a big charm, but just a bowl of ramen.
Yeah.
Plus 30 HP.
Yep. It'd be fun. Yeah. It'd be like a Naruto Easter egg.
Then it has an additional ability. This is 3 abilities on 1 card. Feel the Way. Once during your turn, you may have your opponent reveal their hand.
Barry White would like to feel the way.
And then Waterfall Bind for 3 energies does 180 damage during your opponent's next turn. The defending Pokemon can't retreat. When your Pokemon V Union is knocked out, your opponent takes 3 prize cards. Weakness, lightning, times 2. Resistance, none. Retreat, 2. Moving on to Zacian. It's a metal type with 320 energy. So it gets that Union Gain. Then for 3 energy, Dance of the Crown Sword, 150 damage. During your opponent's next turn, the defending Pokemon's attacks do 150 less damage.
Damn. So, like, that really goes well against, like, V, VMAX, and then GX in other tag team cards. Because, like I said, you could... Certain cards have, like, 350 or, like, 4. So if you could half that, like, that gives you a nice...
Yeah.
Little, like, you know, saving grace.
Yeah, and the fact that these are coming out after standard rotation changes means there won't be any, like, tag teams or GXs anymore.
Right.
So, really, you're limited to Vs and Vmaxes, which makes it even more, like, powerful. Then Steel Cut for 3 energy does 200 damage, and that's about it. For 4 energy, Master Blade does 340 damage, but you have to discard 3 energy from that Pokemon.
Oof.
Yeah.
But there's not a lot of Pokemon that have more than 340.
Right, even the VMAXs tap out of around, like, 320, 330. Same deal, when it's knocked out, take 3 prize cards. Weakness to fire, times 2. Resistance to grass, minus 30. Retreat costs 2. And then Mewtwo V Union, psychic type, 310 HP. Gets that union gain. Super regeneration, heals 200 damage. Psy-splosion does 16 damage counters on your opponent's Pokemon in any way. And then the ability Photon Barrier prevents all effects of attacks from your opponent's Pokemon. Damage is not an effect. So effects might be confusion, poison,
paralysis,
sleep, stuff like that. And then for 4 energy, Final Burn for 300 damage, and you do not have to take energy off for this attack.
Mewtwo is chosen violence.
Mm-hmm. Mewtwo woke up and chose violence. Each of these boxes also is going to come with another trainer supporter card, Professor Burnett, which allows you to search your deck for up to 2 cards and discard them, then shuffle your deck. You may only play 1 supporter card during your turn. The reason why this is so important and this is so big is because in order to use your V-Union, they first have to go into your discard pile.
Right.
So this card is specifically made for those V Union cards, and as long as one of them isn't prized, you're good to go.
Right, and so if you're smart, you'd have 2 of these in your deck.
You'd have 4. 3 or 4, honestly, just in case one of them does end up getting prized.
Right, because I could see people building a whole deck around this mechanic itself.
Mm-hmm.
With the goal of, like, getting this, because it's going to be hard to beat a V-Union card when it's down. Especially Mewtwo.
Yeah.
If you play your cards right.
Yeah, if you do this right and if you do this well, they can be super big contenders. However, I still think even with the Professor Burnett card, I still think it's going to be hard to get this going. Because once they're in your discard, I don't know if there's a special mechanic that you have to use to get him back out, or if you can just say, oh, all 4 are in, grab all 4 and put it on your bench as one giant Pokemon, and then switch.
There are cards that allow you to get cards out of your discard pile, though, right?
Yes, but I don't know if these cards will be required to do so. I think before I put it in an actual deck, like physical deck, I will probably mess around with it online.
Right, see how people are using it in the TCGO and finding out exactly how the mechanic works.
Yeah, because you know as well as I do that they're going to give a code card for this V-Union. So that way you can hopefully mess around with it, explore with it, and get a chance to play with it before you actually put the physical cards in your deck.
Right. Watch for these. They're like, oh, no code card,
no
sorry.
No code card.
Oof, I'd be so salty. I'd be like, really?
Are you kidding? Yeah, and I think for this new mechanic, I honestly think it's imperative that they do have that code card, so that way people, like, know how to play with it before they start playing in tournaments and start playing with it incorrectly.
Yeah. So about how long do you think it would take before people start using this mechanic, like, for gameplay and, like, professional competitive play?
Honestly, I think it will start the second it becomes standard legal.
Really?
I do. There are some people, even at our, like, local game store, who are competitive players and who play, like, the meta. So those are, like, the best decks. And they keep up on it. And they buy specific cards in order to, like, play the meta and play the best decks they can. So people like them, I think, will start right away. People who are serious competitors will try and figure out how to mix them in right away.
Right. Which, not to interrupt your news, but how has it been?
Playing, like, in person, it's been great.
Yeah? You getting your ass kicked a lot, or do you find yourself like you're doing okay, or...
I'm doing okay. For the most part, our Pokemon scene is not super competitive, but there are maybe 2-3 people who are... Four total who are super, super competitive that my deck cannot beat. But for the most part, you know, it's a lot of, like, kids and people who just play with what they have. So, like, I do well against them because I actually have a structured deck. But against the people who have, like, Luke Metal decks and play, like, Arceus Dialga Palkia decks and...
Right.
Like, the really strong ones, I struggle against. And so...
Do they listen to us?
No.
Their mistake.
Their benefit.
Huh?
Their benefit. So...
We're quality family entertainment.
Moving on.
Wow!
You know we are not family entertainment.
Hey, at least you didn't say we're, at least you know we're not quality, so we've got something. We have something.
We got our new mic. We got our cranes. Which allow people to hear this.
And we have ASMR.
And french fries.
Anyways.
Yeah, we're gonna move on.
To new autographed Galar Gym leader cards. And they are coming to Japan.
So, a little while ago, we talked about, like, the Marnie and the Hop and the Bead cards where they had the trainers that had, like, their little autographs on them. Well, they are releasing 4 more, and they are Leon, B, Raihan, and Nessa. So, apparently the Marnie cards did really, really well, and the, Hop and B didn't do as well, but I am excited to see that they're still continuing with this, because as long as they continue with it, there is a chance that we might get them as well. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, I was gonna say, these are really cool, honestly. Mm-hmm. This is a cool touch, you know, and I think, like, I would like it if in the future, right, if it was just a standard thing for Pokemon, where if you had a trainer card that featured a trainer character, had their signature.
Yeah.
You know, because I can imagine, like, in the Pokemon world, trainer cards, like, being a collectible and, like, getting them signed, kind of like comic books or something like that. Like, I think that'd be really cool. So I love this idea.
And I do too.
I would love if it, like, just became a regular thing in the future where, like, all trainer cards where that featured an actual trainer got the signature.
I honestly hope so, too. I know this started in Galar with the League cards that you could get from the other trainers and from trading League cards with other players, but I just think it's a nice touch. And it, you know, it makes it just seem super cool and, like,
it's fun.
Oh, this really is a collector's item because it was signed. And, yeah, it's a fake signature from a fake person, but still.
Right. Well, also, too, like, if you look at it, like, so, okay, so you look at the cards and you look at the signatures, it definitely creates a more of a personality, mm-hmm. or deep, like, a deeper look into the personality of
Each character,
you know, like, B's very disciplined, so you see her signature very clean, precise, perfectly spaced out. Obviously, What's-His-Face has, like, the Duraludon inside his signature, you know, which is super cool. And then the model one, she's got that nice, cute, you know, wispy signature. And then Leon, being the spaz he is,
has the star.
Yeah, he's like a spaz with a little star on there. You can tell he focuses more on that the star than any part. But like, it's cool because, like I said, it really brings out the characters, the personality of each of these characters on there. And I'd love to see it more. Like, I'd love to see Professor Oak's signature on a card. You know, the other professors, Red, Gary, Misty, you know, Brock, Lieutenant Surge. Like, I would love to see more of this, and I think this is a really awesome touch. What pack are these coming in? Are they coming in?
I believe they are releasing August 20th, so it would be their, I want to say their, like, an additional product for, like, Skystream and Towering Perfection. Unfortunately, with these things, like most of the Japanese products in the past, you have to be entered into a lottery in order to get it, and they won't ship outside of Japan. No, you have to be entered in a lottery in order to have the option to purchase. If there's extra, it'll open up to, like, regular Pokemon centers in Japan.
And then we might get lucky to
find one on Amazon.
Contact a guy.
Yeah. So these are releasing August 20th. Just like the last ones, they'll come with alternate art promos featuring their trainer with their autographs over the artwork. It will also include a 4-pocket card binder that can hold up to 80 cards, 10 pages front and back, a collector's guide, and 1 booster pack each of Skystream, Towering Perfection, Eevee Heroes, Silver Lance, and Jet Black Spirit.
That's cool.
Yeah. So you're getting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 packs with this as well. Each collection will retail for 2,057 yen, which is about $18-19,
about the same as our boxes.
And release at Pokemon Center stores. They'll also be sold via lottery starting July 12th. If you are in Japan, I know we've had a couple listeners in Japan, you have from today, July 12th, to July 18th to enter yourself into this lottery. And then you will find out if you're able to purchase these cards August 10th, I believe. So you got a few weeks to wait. But if you want a chance at getting some of these products, enter yourself in the lottery. It'd be super cool.
Right.
Out of the last batch of collections, only Marnie's is releasing in America so far. At the rate we're seeing, it's going to be unlikely that we're going to see all of these promos outside of Japan. Because we haven't seen Hop. We haven't seen Bead. But we do know in the Marnie's Premium Tournament Collection Box, the little cookie-looking thing, we know that it's coming with the signed full art. And then 3 other promos. So we might see the 3 small trainers in there, but I'm not sure because it's all speculation at this point.
I honestly, I think what the U.S. portion could be doing is seeing how well people receive the signature Marnie one, because Marnie seems to be like a U.S. fan favorite for some reason.
Little punk girl.
Right.
Yeah.
She's an aesthetic. Guys have a weird crush on her. Girls want to dress like her. We get it, you know?
Yeah.
So, I think what they're... speculation. Just all speculation. I'm thinking they're waiting to see how she receives it. Or how she receives it.
Stop it.
No, how we receive it here in the U.S. And they're like, cool, they love this. We're going to go ahead and roll out the other signature cards. Personally, I see the signature cards being kind of a chase card, and I could see them kind of being like a secret rare or whatever, you know, in sets. They would definitely be a chase thing, because you'd be like, yeah, of course I want that signature card. Why wouldn't I? Who, like, what collector wouldn't? And right. If there's a collector that says, oh no, that's a dumb idea,
they're dumb.
You're stupid. Eat a rock. A poisonous rock. Snom on a bench. You're a snom on a bench.
No, I think these would be super cool. And I don't know if they're super playable. From what I've heard, these are just like alt arts of Japanese cards that have already released. They're not super playable in competition, but these would look so cool in a binder.
Right.
Just to like have a page of like, here's my signed cards.
Yeah, it's a collector's aesthetic, you know, and I think the TCG has been really good at providing both like collector's aesthetics, like, as well as playable,
mm-hmm.
you know, so I could see them. Yeah, I hope they do. I could see them doing it. I hope they do. I'm going to keep hoping.
Yeah, I guess we'll just have to wait for August to see what cards come in that Marnie box that we're getting.
Right.
And I think honestly that will determine whether or not we get the other promos.
Which signature is your favorite? Just a quick question.
I like them all for different reasons, but the one that's most aesthetically pleasing to me is Nessa's.
Really?
Yeah.
I like what's his face with the Duraludon signature?
Raihan.
Just because, like, it's one, it's a signature. But the fact that he made, like, an artistic image from it, I think it's just cool. Because it's just, like, I don't know. If I were a kid and I had that signature on there, I'd be like, that's dope. You know?
Yeah. No, I completely agree. Just for, like, me, who I am as a person, I kind of like things a little bit neater to where I could read them. Granted, this is a made-up language. So right. You can't really read it either way. But if it were translated, like, into English, for example, that would be the most legible for me. I'd be like, I can definitely tell Nessa signed this.
Yeah, my least favorite one is Bee's, just because, like, I get she's disciplined, but it's like, seems too disciplined. I don't know. It doesn't seem like... It seems like that's her personality consists of one thing.
Mm-hmm. Discipline.
And it's just like, you kind of come off as a bitch. Like, no one, like, you're gonna die alone. No one loves you. Like, have a little bit of flavor, you know?
Yeah. But she is still a student. Like, the card's name is actually B after school. Oh, I heard a red, like, and I thought that was your thing. So she is still a student, and I think if she were an adult, she would probably liven up a bit. So,
yeah, do you think maybe it's like her parents and like...
I don't know.
I bet she's a chatty Cathy when she's wasted.
She's like 12, dude.
Oh.
She's a child.
Fine, give her like 5 more years.
Yeah, so those are the promos that are coming out to Japan. If you have an address in Japan or a friend in Japan or live in Japan yourself, you have the opportunity to hopefully get some of these, but right. You gotta enter that lottery first.
Or if you are Japan.
If you are Japan the nation.
You could win the lottery.
You can rig the lottery because you are Japan. Yeah. So, that is actually all of our TCG news. We are going to move on video game news. We don't have a lot right now. Yeah, so we got an interesting update this past week as far as, like, Nintendo goes. One that nobody was really thinking would happen.
Right, yes.
Yeah, Nintendo said that they were coming out with a new Switch, the OLED Switch.
Right, or the Nintendo Switch Pro, which they're
not even considering it the Pro.
They're not?
No.
Is the Pro still coming out?
We don't know. But they are calling this the OLED model.
Alright. Is it because it releases on October 8th,
2021? No. I'm sure that's not why they called it that. I'm sure it's the type of LEDs they're using in the screen.
No, it's because it comes down in October.
Okay, moving on.
And they put lead in it. Because cancer can be fun.
So, as Jake mentioned, this is releasing October 8th, 2021. And it features basically the same hardware, but it does have a new wired LAN port on the LAN port on the dock.
Mm-hmm. And probably for a faster connection. I do see that they also have like a new white like case for it, which
It looks clean. But that's actually not why we're talking about the new Switch, because during their little like commercial announcement video that they did for this new Switch, they actually showed new updated graphics for Pokemon Diamond and Pearl.
Right.
Yeah.
I have not watched it yet. I've just seen people make posts about the OLED Switch. I don't really like OLED Switch. I feel like there's a better way for us to call it.
OLED?
No, it has to be more catchy. The 4K Switch. Right.
Okay.
I don't know if that's 4K. Things.
First off, this has no like determination about how it plays when it's docked and on your TV. So nothing changes unless you also get a new TV.
Right.
It's mainly for the handheld, which I think they should have done for the Switch Lite. But that's just me.
Yeah, no, it's they're smart about their money. Anyways, tell us more.
Yeah, so honestly, you got a brief glimpse when they were showing the footage of Diamond and Pearl on the actual Switch. It's really weird because unless you were paying attention, for me at least, it's a nominal difference. They showed some like cleaner backgrounds, not as pixelated, which is great. The Pokemon itself seemed a little bit brighter, but that might just be the LEDs on the Switch. And then it seemed like the actual animation going into battle changed, and it was more of the blurred lines that you're used to, as opposed to like, here's just a really weird camera pan.
Okay, so the graphics itself have not been changed, just more brightened up, cleaned up, and smoothed out?
Well, smoothing out is huge.
Right. No. Yeah. I know it is, but what I'm saying is like,
it seems more like a cleanup thing
than like a like we remade the game completely to like fit whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. So if you want to see that, there, I'm sure it's on Nintendo's website. It's on Nintendo's Facebook, Twitter. If you want to check out the new Switch, you can check those places.
Anyways, the Players' Cup Invitational has been announced. The Players' Cup 25th Anniversary Invitational Competition has been announced. This competition will bring together the best players in the VGC and TCG over Pokemon's history and have them battle out for the title of champion. This will be streamed from August 13th through August 15th. I don't know about you, Sam. I would love it if we covered it and we try to catch as much of it as we can to talk more about this competitive play. I am sure that personally, as like a player, I would learn a lot. I would learn a ton.
Mm-hmm.
As far as deck building goes, the use of mechanics, taking advantage of mechanics, taking advantage of cards that don't seem playable but making them extremely playable, as well as just like typing advantages and you know,
mm-hmm,
complete
complete and utter defeat of your enemies.
No, I would definitely agree. I think this is something that we should cover. I personally can't watch it live, but the good thing is that these are on Twitch. They stream on Twitch as well as, I believe, YouTube. So these videos will be, like, saved and you can watch them later. So I will hopefully be able to catch some as well. I've been watching a few of the, like, TCG games in the past, and, like, they have professional commentary and, like, explanation of why players are doing what they're doing, as well as, like, saying, here's why this card is good. So it's been super informational, even if, like, they're just replays from a couple years ago, like, because usually there's an equivalency
right.
in the newer generation, mm-hmm. especially for some of those trainers. So I think it'll be super cool to catch. I think it's great that they're choosing, like, the best of the best.
Right. And it's going to be definitely, like, a good episode, for sure. You know, and I think what would be fun for us as a podcast is, like, we take a look, we do some research, we pick our favorite contenders, and maybe have a little bit of a podcast pot. You know, we could buy some packs, put it in the pot, and then
we can make a bracket.
Yeah, we can make a bracket. I say, yeah, we could do a day-by-day bracket, keep people up on Instagram. Like, honestly, I'm excited for this. This will be fun, you know, and I am personally looking forward to experiencing yet another corner of the fandom, which is competitive play. I have not done that yet. I have not, you know, explored the competitive fandom. You know, we talked a little bit about that last week with, you know, opening up the EV Heroes pack and, like, exploring the other corners of fandom of the TCG, and this is just another facet of it. So, if you're listening to this and you haven't watched competitive TCG...
Play
before, we'll definitely try to figure out a way to get it either up on our Instagram for you to watch, a link in our bio, or the Facebook fan page. We'll figure it out, and we'll make sure that we keep you guys in the loop.
Yeah.
A watch party. We could probably even do a watch party somehow.
We might. And if worse comes to worse, you can always check out Pokemon's Twitch channel, because they'll definitely have, like, some older videos there.
Right. Don't check out Poke Your Mom's Tweak channel, because it's probably methamphetamine porn.
Probably. But yeah.
Anyways, guys, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break real quick. Sam's signaling she's got to take a dump, so we're going to go ahead and let her poop real quick, and we'll be right back. So yeah, you do that. You. And we're back. Hey guys, thank you for doing whatever you did during the break. Sam fell in the toilet. Steve pulled her down. She got a swirly. Accidentally swallowed one of her own turds. It was a small one, so I don't know if she tasted it, if it just kind of, like, swooped back and felt it hit the back of her throat. But she's, you know, crying, and she'll be back shortly. Anyways, we're going to go ahead and go straight into Pokemon Go news. While she's dying from her own swallowed turd, a special code has been released by Samsung for all players to redeem a special t-shirt and cap to promote the Galaxy A series devices. This is an obtained through the code KUAXZBJUTP3B7. Again, that code is KUAXZBJUTP3B7. Which this can be redeemed in-game on Android devices or through the official site. That's pretty cool that Samsung does a lot of this stuff like that. It does suck because I am an iPhone user. So that means, personally, I don't get to experience a lot of these fun promotional things, because Apple tends to be kind of self-inclusive and doesn't necessarily play well with others. And not, you know, I like I said, I love my Apple products. We record on a Mac, and then like all my operating systems and the stuff I do personally for art and stuff are Apple, Apple stuff. I have Apple, you know, products. So I do say that it is awesome that Samsung does and is willing to kind of team up with that, you know. So I don't know, Apple, I would like you for you to get to shit together and start doing more team ups like that and bring back Pokemon Go integration into the Apple Watch again. Because you guys, like, literally right after I got the Apple Watch, you guys took it off and I was fucking pissed. So anyways, get that code. If you do have an Apple device and you redeem it through the website, let me know if that works. If not, I'll probably attempt to do it myself because I don't want to be left out. Anyways, also, Mewtwo returns on raids on Friday. So, Friday. So this episode's come out on Tuesday, like 4 days after that.
Yeah, you
have 3 days, 3 days, 4 days if you want to include Tuesday. To, you know, fuck up Mewtwo.
Yeah, so...
Hey, you still got a little poop on your face.
Right. Yeah, my hair's still wet, too.
Yeah. fucking Steve.
Goddamn. So, yeah, you have just a few days left to get Defense Form Deoxys if you haven't already. Then on Friday, Mewtwo's going to jump into raids. However, two of those days are going to be Go Fest, which we'll talk about more in just a little bit. So, hello.
Right. Also, this is a good sign, but also a little bit sad. The pandemic. I cannot speak again. Anyways, pandemic bonuses are going to be ending the beginning.
End of July.
So this month. It feels a little abrupt, but I think it's kind of nice because, like, here's the thing. If pandemic benefits.
Bonuses.
No, they're benesses now.
Okay, Pandaria benesses.
If you have Pandarina benesses, maybe speaking is not for you. Speaking can lead to strokes, harmful emotional abuse, and or embarrassment. If you or a friend is suffering from
Pandaria benesses,
consult a doctor today.
The cat snuck in.
Yeah. Anyways, so the good thing with the pandemic bonuses ending means more normalcy is taking place, and that's a great thing. It does suck because there's a lot of cool perks that came with it, but it also suggests that you could probably play in your raid groups more often and go out and do things together in closer quarters, you know? The weird guy, Jim, you could start licking your fellow Pokemon Go players. Probably still not on the nipples without their consent, because that's inappropriate, but you're one step closer to being able to be a full-blown creep again.
Yeah.
Safely. Get your shit together, Jim. Do we know if we know anyone who actually listens to his name, Jim?
I'm sure someone does. So, we're going to read right now a quote coming from Pokemon Go's official blog. In addition to sort of removing these bonuses, they're actually going to institute some more, like, incentives to get back out there. So they're not just taking things away and saying, fuck you. They're actually trying to, like, create substitutions there. So it says, one of the delights of Pokemon Go is finding Pokemon in the real world. Walking around, discovering new places, meeting up with groups of friends to raid or battle together. At their core, all of Niantic's games are built around the ideas of exploration, exercise, and playing with friends. As we said last month, how we all play changed a lot in the past 15 months. With the onset of the global panini, we realized...
Wait, what?
The global panini.
Oh, I thought we called it something else, but okay.
Pandaria. We just call it whatever we want, as long
panini,
as it starts
Pandarina,
with a P.
Panini, Pandarina, Panay. Penis.
Yep.
Did you say yep or ew? Yeah.
We realized that we had to change the model for all of our games. We could no longer take going outside and meeting people for granted. We learned a lot. Thank you for coming along with us as we continue to navigate through this together. Today, as some parts of the world are moving toward recovery, we're announcing new exploration bonuses that make it more rewarding to play outside are coming over the next several months, including bonuses for spinning sops, playing at in-person raids, and getting in those steps. Bonuses introduced last year that we plan to remove or change, tested first in the US and New Zealand, followed by other countries and regions based on local conditions. Bonuses introduced last year that we are planning on keeping, including first catch of the day bonuses, Go Battle League and trainer battle requirements, and more. We'll only remove temporary bonuses introduced last year after Pokemon Go Fest 2021, starting in the United States and New Zealand. We wanted to give you an advance heads up of what's coming and our thinking behind it, as we said last November. We're committed to doing this in a staggered way, when it makes sense for each place in the world, to help people play safely. As we return to the outside world again, these changes are aimed at restoring the focus of Pokemon Go on movement and exploration in the real world. These changes will be introduced slowly and carefully to make it more exciting to explore the world around you. New exploration bonuses for playing together in the real world. Starting at the end of July, the following exploration bonuses will roll out to trainers for testing first in the US and New Zealand. Trainers will receive up to 2 free raid passes per day from spinning gym photo discs, benefit from increased incense effectiveness while moving, be guaranteed gifts when spinning Pokestops so long as they have not reached their maximum gift inventory, receive 10 times bonus XP from spinning a Pokestop for the first time. These bonuses will end when the Season of Discovery wraps up in September 1st, 2021. So not a lot of time with these new bonuses, which is kind of a bummer. Some of these bonuses may stay rolling into the following season, and new bonuses will become available as well. We'll make these bonuses available in other countries and regions as it's safe to do so. We understand that every place is different. Rest assured, we will be monitoring the situation and activating appropriate bonuses when and where available. Because of this, trainers may experience different bonuses at different times. To see which exploration bonuses are available to you, check out your Today view. And then some of the bonuses that they plan to remove or change would be incense effectiveness when you're not moving. Potato, you're not drinking that. Incense of bonuses when you're not moving, so like when you're at home. Buddy Pokemon bringing you more gifts each day, up to 5 at once, up to 3 times a day, because people weren't moving. Pokestop and gym interaction distances were increased, which I'm really sad about that one, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, that's kind of a bummer.
Yeah, and then they're gonna be lowering like the effectiveness of like remote raids, so the damage you do for each remote raid is going to be less. They are planning on keeping incense duration remaining at 60 minutes. No walking requirement for Go Battle League. You can challenge any trainer remotely with a QR code as long as you are good friends. The max number of gifts you can...
Are we good friends, Sam?
I think
or we mortal are. Enemies?
I think Pokemon Go says we're good friends.
So here's the thing. Okay. Theological question. Would you say that your mortal enemy is like a good friend? Because you spend a lot of time with that person, destroying them. Your friendship's just a little different, you know? You are building each other up. You're challenging each other constantly. Through trials. You know, you tend to know this person a lot more than your other friends because they know the most darkest, deepest, intimate parts of you.
I think your definition of friendship and mine is different.
I'm just saying, your mortal enemy is kind of like you're one of your greatest friends. You know what they say, keep your friends close, but keep your enemies closer.
The max number of gifts you can carry in your item bag at a time will remain at 20. That's up from like 10. Trainers will still be able to open up 30 gifts a day. And you will still continue to receive 3 times the Stardust and XP for your first Pokemon catch of the day. Yeah. So some big changes are coming, and some big changes are coming very, very quickly. I'm going to be honest, I do not read the Pokemon Go blog. That is not something I personally keep tabs on, so this was news to me. But it sounds like if you read the blog, you might have known this was coming. It also has a countdown on your, like, different bonuses that you can see. So I've sort of known it's coming, and at one point it was down before. But then it went back up for another 30 days, so you never know. They might change it with the new Delta variant coming out, all that fun stuff. Yay.
Yeah, yeah. So the Delta variant is because it came from Delta, Colorado, right? That's what I read. I could be wrong. But
yay, Western Colorado.
Yay. We're leading the charge. No. So I think even with that, I think even with the variant, we have enough hold on, I think, COVID, and we know how to deal with it quick enough now that I don't know if it would matter. And I still see them wanting to encourage people to play together safely.
I definitely agree. And I think things will only change if it gets real bad again. And I don't know if it's going to get real bad.
Right. No, I agree. I personally don't see it get real bad again, honestly. I could be wrong. This is just speculation.
Right.
But they're going to encourage people to want to play together and stuff like that before, safely, responsibly. So fun in the sun. Hot Squirtle summer.
Yeah. So speaking of Hot Squirtle summer, GoFest week is upon us, and GoFest, as of when you're listening to this, is this Saturday and this Sunday, June 17th and 18th. Jake, do you want to describe day one or day two?
I will do day two.
All right. So, during GoFest, each of the days features a different thing. Day one features Catch, and day two features Raid. Jake will talk to you about day two. I'll talk to you more about day one.
So. Right, and so day one starts at 10 a.m. local and ends at 6 p.m. local time. It looks like,
Okay, I guess I'm doing day two then.
Oh, no, wait, sorry. I just hit the link and then it sent me that. Let me go down.
Like, I'll do day two, it doesn't matter.
No, so hold on. Let me go back. Why is the leak not leaking?
I don't know. They are different links.
Okay. So day two, right?
Yep.
Open link. Open. Day two. There we go.
Cool.
It still says Sunday, July 18th.
Yeah, that's what you're looking for.
Okay. So Sunday, July 18th from 10 a.m. to 6.
Do we want to talk about day one first?
Yes.
Since one goes first?
Yes.
Okay. So, from Saturday...
Does one go first?
Yes.
But what if you're counting backwards?
We're still gonna do Saturday first, because in the span of time, Saturday comes before Sunday.
But time is just a construct.
Saturday, July 17th at 10 a.m. local time to Saturday, July 17th at 6 p.m. local time. New information that was released as of July 8th. Every trainer will be able to make up to 6 special trades each day, from Friday, July 16th, from 1 p.m. to Sunday, July 18th at 11 p.m. PDT. So make sure that you get your special trades in. That's 6 per day. That means you can trade shinies, you can trade legendaries, you can trade new Pokemon that you don't have. I'm personally going to try and get some regional variants from some people who have them and I don't. Pikachu wearing a special Meloetta-inspired hat will be appearing in the wild event hours on Saturday and Sunday. If you're lucky, you might encounter a shiny one. During event hours on Saturday, July 17th, the following Pokemon will be appearing in raids. Galarian Ponyta and Galarian Zigzagoon wearing Meloetta-inspired hats. will be appearing in one-star raids as well as Dino. If you're lucky, you might encounter a shiny Galarian Ponyta, shiny Galarian Zigzagoon, or a shiny Dino. Galarian Weezing, Hitmontop, and Cranidos will be appearing in 3-star raids. You can evolve Curlia, Ralts' evolution, during event hours on Saturday or Sunday to get a Gardevoir that knows Synchronize. Or you can evolve Vibrava, Trapiche's evolution, during event hours on Saturday or Sunday to get a Flygon that knows Earth Power. Pokemon Go Fest 2021 ticket holders can also look forward to the features listed below. Certain Pokemon appearing during the event will know special attacks. Please note that only ticket holders will encounter these Pokemon. You can choose from either Pikachu Popstar or Pikachu Rockstar. Pikachu Popstar will know Draining Kiss. Rockstar will know Meteor Mash. Pick the one you'd like to encounter as you complete your special research. Gardevoir will know Synchronize. Flygon will know Earth Power. Both will be potentially wearing Meloetta-inspired hats. As you complete your special research, you'll be prompted to select which costume Pokemon you'd like to encounter. This decision will determine if you encounter Gardevoir wearing a Meloetta hat or Flygon wearing a Meloetta hat during the event. It's kind of silly. Both Pokemon will be appearing as special research reward encounters, and if you're lucky, will also be attracted to incense. The Pokemon you don't select will be attracted to incense during event hours, but will not be wearing the hat. Make sure to take a snapshot during event hours on Saturday after completing your special research. By doing so, you'll either encounter Pikachu Popstar or Pikachu Rockstar, depending on your earlier choice. Make sure to take a snapshot during event hours on Sunday after completing your special research. By doing so, you'll either encounter Gardevoir or Flygon wearing a Meloetta-inspired hat, depending on your earlier choice. Still not sure which Pikachu to pick? In addition to determining what music will accompany your Pokemon Go Fest experience, this choice will also affect which avatar pose you receive. Trainers who select Pikachu Popstar will get an iconic pose. Trainers who select Pikachu Rockstar will get a rockin' pose. Don't know what either of those mean. There's also some new avatar items that are going to be available. You have the Pokemon Go Fest 2021 Ultra Unlock, where you work together as like a giant community throughout the globe for the Global Challenge Arena. If you complete a total of 24 challenges during the specialized time of usually it's catching a certain amount of Pokemon, you can unlock different arenas. The first one is time, the second one is space, and the third one is a brand new mystery that we have no idea what it is. That is the end of the new information. Let's go ahead and quickly go over the rest of day one, and then we'll hop on over to day two. So on Saturday, July 17th, 2021, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. local time, all trainers will enjoy the following features regardless of whether they have an event ticket or not. Hourly habitats with Pokemon appearing in the wild that will switch. Raids on Saturday will feature Pokemon such as Hitmontop, Cranidos, and Dino, plus Galarian Ponyta and Galarian Zigzagoon wearing special costumes, Pokemon related to music, such as Chimecho, Kricketot, Audino, and a special costume Pikachu. Get ready for Pokemon Go Fest with a free event shirt avatar item. That's probably the event shirt that they have on the PokemonCenter.com.
Right.
Also, Shiny Whismur, Chimecho, Audino, and Tympole will be making their Pokemon Go debut during the event. If you're lucky, you may encounter one. So the whole deal about GoFest, and especially Day 1, is that you are the director of a music festival, and your job is to, like, get your music festival ready by choosing.
You're Kevin from Vans Warped Tour.
More or less. Go ahead, tell us.
All right, so Pokemon Go Fest Day 2. It starts off with eating a bowl of shit. And then from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. local time, trainers will enjoy the following. Sunday's gameplay will be focused on raids. And some of your favorite will be returning for this epic celebration. Stay tuned for more info.
That's it.
Miss any Pokemon on the first day of the event? Don't worry. All Pokemon appearing more frequently will, in the wild, on Saturday, will be appearing again on Sunday, during event hours. On Sunday, July 18th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. local time, ticket holders will be able to be receiving the following... able to enjoy the following. Earn an extra 10,000 XP in raids rewards when you complete a raid battle. Spin gym photo discs earn up to 10 raid passes. These can be used for in-person raids. Complete timed research to earn up to 8 remote raid passes. These can be used in a joint on a joint. If you are 21 and older and live in Colorado. Or these can be used to join a raid from anywhere. Pick up a free event bundle containing 3 remote raid passes. This will be available in the shop on Sunday, July 18th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. local time. All Pokemon attracted to incense from Saturday will be attracted to incense during the event hours on Sunday as well. Bonuses include lures will last 3 hours, 1/2 egg hatch distance. Features different Pokemon available for trainers and trainers with tickets. We'll see above the breakdown. Spawns in the wild. The hourly habitats will be available for all trainers regardless if they have an event ticket. Pokemon from Incense will only be available for trainers with an event ticket. Jungle habitat. We've got Scyther, Aipom, and Froakie. For Earth Incense, we have Unknown F, Unknown G, Ludicolo. Why does it say Coolio? Ludicrous asshole. Makes sense. Chatot, Leafeon, and Superior.
I want Chatot so bad. He's exclusive to, I believe, Australia, New Zealand.
Okay.
So that's...
I can kind of see, like, Rio... You know?
Mm-hmm.
Rio. Anyways...
Either way, not here in North America, right. And that's what I'm hoping to catch.
Skarmory, Sheldon, Hippopotas, will be Desert Mountain Habitat. Desert Mountain Habitat Incense, Flareon, Unknown F, Unknown G, Tyranitar, Flygon, and Throw. For the Ocean Beach Habitat, we have Dratini, Swabaloo, Onomatopoeia. We have Gyarados, Vaporeon, Azumarill.
Mm-hmm.
Unknown F and G again, and Swak.
Sock. He's also, I believe, on the Eastern Hemisphere, so he's also a regional that we don't have.
All right. And then Cave Habitat, we have Ragnarola, Galarian Stunfisk,
mm-hmm.
Dino, and then Cave for Incense, Umbreon, Unknown F and G, Gardevoir, Absol, and Galvantula.
Mm-hmm.
In 7 kilometer eggs, we have Igglybuff, Chingling, and Ondino.
Mm-hmm.
And then Wild Hour. During Wild Hour, occurring from 10 a.m. to local, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 3 a.m. local p.m. local time. Mewtwo, Ho-Ho, Latias, Latios, Regigigas, altered form, Garantina, Cressla, and Therian form Tornadus will be appearing in 5-star raids.
Yeah.
For Lava Hour, we have Moltres, Entei, Regirock, Groudon, Heatran, Tracheon, Reshiram, Glotaris, Therian, and Yveltal. And that's from 11 a.m. to 12 and 3 to 4. Local time during Frost Hour, that's from 12 to 1. 4 to 5 local time. We have Articuno, Suicune, Lugia, Regice, Kyogre, Uxie, Mesprice, Azelf, Palkia, and Keekum?
Kirum?
Kirum. I just wanted to say something inappropriate. And then for Thunder, we have 1 to 2 and 5 to 6 local time. Zapdos, Raikou, Registeel, Rayquaza, Dialga, Calibelion, 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 Cobalion, Cobalion, Thundurus, Zekrom, and Xerneas. And then for all trainers, the shinies, we have Whismur, Loudred, Exploud, Chimchu, Ondino, Timepul, Palpitoad, and Seismitoad.
All of these right. are the shiny versions.
Right, and then for ticket holders, we have Unknown F and G, Throw and Sock in their shiny forms.
Yeah.
And that is our Pokemon Go nudes.
So, Jake, are you going to be participating in GoFest?
Honestly, I don't know yet.
It
really just depends on what I got going on that day. Worst case scenario, it was $5, right?
Yes.
Right. So, honestly, I live close enough into the center of town that I could probably, even if I'm working, play from the comfort of my desk. So there's a good chance I will be. I know you. What about you?
Yeah, I actually have a couple of other teacher friends who play. So I'm going to get with them and play on Saturday before D&D.
Saturday.
And then Sunday, basically all day.
Sunday all day.
Tickets are $5 in the Pokemon Go shop. So even if you think you're going to be playing just for a few hours, it might be worth it.
Worth it.
Yeah. New product news.
Nude products. Anyways, so August 6th, we have the Marnie Premium Tournament Collection Shadow Rider / Ice Rider Calyrex boxes.
Those are two different things.
The new Trainer's Toolkit on August 27th, we have Evolving Skies. September 10th, Build and Battle Stadium. September 4th, 24th. We have V Union boxes, Dragonite box, and those are two different products. And October 8th and 22nd, 25th anniversary celebrations set.
Yeah. So with Evolving Skies, the main set comes out on August 27th. The pre-release, if you're game store does pre-release like tournaments or has the boxes, those will be available starting August 13th. The Build and Battle Stadium releasing on September 10th is essentially two Build and Battle boxes together, and then also gives you four additional packs, energies, damage counters, dice, all the stuff that you need to start an actual game. The Dragonite box will be sort of, and the Ice Rider and Calibrex, Ice Rider and Shadow Rider Calibrex boxes are all going to be pretty similar. They're going to come with four packs, a promo card, and a jumbo for $19.99. And if you want to know about that celebration set, we went over it a bunch last week. So be sure to listen to last week's episode. And we'll go from there.
Right. Anyways, so for some miscellaneous news, Pokemon Master Journeys hits Netflix in September.
Yeah. So this is Pokemon's 24th season, and it is a continuation of Journeys. It hits Netflix September 10th. Based off of like the promo images and the trailer that I've seen, they're actually including Chloe, the professor's daughter, as well.
Ash has got a new outfit, so does Go.
They look like they're like beekeepers.
Yeah, well, a lot happened in the last season, so things got pretty heavy and pretty real, but also very motivational, so
yeah.
I would not be surprised if we're going to see a ton of growth. And what I've been loving about this series, as much as I don't like some of the characters, we have actually seen a lot of character progression, especially in Ash, because Ash as a character has not really progressed much in, what, 23 seasons? He's kind of continuously stayed the same.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that we've been like, oh no, Ash has actually grown exponentially.
And becoming a mentor.
And aging, actually, in fact. Somewhat.
Yeah, he does talk about, like, past events. And we see, like, characters from his past making cameos.
Right, and then aging. So we're assuming that, okay, so maybe time works differently there, right? Maybe, like, not everyone's, like, year one, year two, year three.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're more, like, agricultural, so maybe they go through seasons, like the fall season, or, like, summer solstice, winter solstice, so maybe age is based differently off that, right?
Maybe. Who knows?
We don't know. The point is physically Ash is probably a little bit more older than 12, but maybe in how they measure time, it's the same. Who knows? All I know, it's fantastic. We're seeing character progression. We're seeing the story move forward, and Ash is I think done being stuck in the same loop of events.
Yeah.
What are, to kind of burn through this, what are some cameos that you hope to see in this season?
Well, there's some that I know are already going to happen. We're going to see Gary Oak. We're going to see Dawn from Diamond and Pearl. I actually think we're going to see Misty and Brock again.
That's what I hope for. I also want to have Ash meet up with Giovanni again. Kind of, and I would like them to discuss that maybe Giovanni's not as bad of a guy as he thinks he is, that really it's his mom that kind of sucks. You know, because...
It's not confirmed that Giovanni is Ash's dad.
No, not that he's his dad, but that it's, like, Giovanni's mom who's really pulling the strings.
Mm.
You know? But... I don't know, yeah,
is
I'd like...
Is that canon?
I believe they made it canon in the manga, so yes.
Okay.
I watched something where they explained that Giovanni might not have been the bad guy as we thought he is, that he was actually trying to prevent some things while working in there. Like, he's a bad guy, but not a bad guy. I'd say more of like an anti-hero. Kind of like Rose. I don't know. I'll find the TikTok. I think it was a TikTok, but I'll send it to you.
Okay.
Anyways.
Yeah, so either way, I think it's going to be good. It's going to be exciting. I know there is at least one other major encounter with a legendary Pokemon. I'm not going to spoil it for anybody. It's already aired in Japan, so I know what happens.
Is it Mew?
No. I'll tell you after the episode.
Tell me right now. Ruin it for everyone.
No. Okay, so that is Pokemon Master Journeys. Be sure to look for the first 12 episodes on Netflix in September.
September!
Moving on, there's actually something else really cool that Japan's doing as sort of like a nature park thing. It is called Pokemon Wonder, and it is opening a nature-based theme park in Tokyo, Japan, where the park is essentially a way for visitors to search for Pokemon in the real-world forest. People will be able to complete two different courses where they'll spot hidden Pokemon in the wild, kind of like a real-life Pokemon Snap. It is running from July 17th, 2021 to August 3rd, 2022. All of these hidden Pokemon are created from natural materials. They had, like, a video along with a news release of, like, them making the Pokemon, like, a Metapod out of a palm leaf, a Seedot out of an acorn, a Snorunt out of, like, hay and natural grasses, which is super cool. The Pokemon Company showed off some of the creation process. Like we said, Metapod woven from a palm leaf, Omanyte carved from stone, Hoot Hoot sculpted from wood. The clues will lead visitors to the Pokemon in the area. There will be more than 50 types of Pokemon hidden across the park, including an Oddish that looks disturbingly realistic, a la the Detective Pikachu movie. And it's like, just imagine, like, looking through a bush and seeing these super creepy beady black eyes, like, looking back at you. And there's pictures available of, like, you can see some of these creations in, like, their natural habitat. So some of these are going to take a really long time to search for and, like, to actually find. But this park looks super cool. It gets people out and about. They give you, like, little cards for, like, different things you can find. You know how, like, they do the Junior Ranger for kids and you're supposed to, like, find different things out in the national parks?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that, only for Pokemon.
Dope.
Yeah. Unfortunately, this is only in Japan, and it's only going to be up for about a year. But if they did something very similar in the US or something in the future, this would definitely be on my bucket list. It seems super cool. And apparently this park isn't just like a park. It's kind of like a forest that really hasn't been touched in years. Yeah.
Dope.
And guess what? That's all of our news.
All the news. So, new addition. Sam, have you built a new addition to your house?
I built a seesaw.
Fun.
Yeah. Did you build any new additions to your house?
No, I actually took out an addition. I removed my brother-in-law's room, so he now sleeps outside.
Very nice. I was wondering why there was just like a corner missing of your house.
Yeah, it was weird. It was almost like kind of like Minecraft or The Sims. You just delete.
But as far as new additions to my collection, I did get a couple. So this past week, our local game store, Board Fox Games, had some build and battle boxes. So I got that, and then I got the 25th anniversary Sinnoh pack that came out because those finally came out a week after I thought they were supposed to. And so the first partner pack contained Chilling Rain and Sun and Moon Base, which was cool. And out of that, I got, out of the Chilling Rain pack, I actually got a full art Clara trainer supporter card.
Dope.
And then for the promo and the build and battle pack, I got the Cinderace. Not the staff promo, unfortunately, but that's okay.
That's cool. That's very cool. So I was too busy to get cards, so unfortunately this week, not a thing for me.
It's okay. I didn't spend a lot on cards this week, which is okay.
A lot of cards, that's okay.
Yeah. Hey, Jake.
Yeah.
First off, we should probably pause. Oh, I spooked her.
Anyways, guys, hey, so we're going to go ahead and do the trainer challenge now. As you know, all of our trainer challenges for this season are centered around you guys for a giveaway. Just a reminder of what we are giving away, and every trainer challenge is an entry to win this giveaway. It's going to be massive. It's going to continue to grow throughout this season. Anyways, Sam, what have we gotten so far in this giveaway? Da 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 da.
We're gonna go from sort of like, oh, that's super cool, to our biggest thing. So we're gonna go bottom
to
top.
So far.
This is not all inclusive. As the season continues, we're gonna keep building this up. But so far, we have bulk and lots of it. I know Jake has at least 2 ETBs worth of bulk. I am currently organizing all my bulk, so it'll be easy to, like, build decks and stuff like that. Then, next, we have a Premier Ball Pokeball tin, unopened, so you can choose what you want to do with that. Normally, those come with 3 packs and a coin. So we have that for you. Then we have a Gardevoir theme deck. And drum roll.
2 mini tins.
That's right. I forgot the mini tins. 2 mini tins, and those are the Kanto ones, correct?
Yes, Mewtwo and Charizard.
Very nice. And now, last but not least. Oh, that sounded kind of cool, actually. We have a Battle Styles booster box. Not an ETB with 8 packs. A sealed booster box of 36 packs.
36 packs.
Yeah. If you are unfamiliar with Battle Styles 1 is super good competitively. Lots of super competitive viable cards there. But it also has some absolutely gorgeous alternate arts of Urshifu V single and rapid strike, Urshifu V Max single and rapid strike, and Tyranitar, the sleepy Tyranitar, and the Empoleon.
Oh, you mean drunk Tyranitar.
Yes. Brittany pulled the alternate art of the Empoleon. It is absolutely gorgeous. Hopefully there will be one of those wonderful alternate arts in your booster box as well.
Yeah, and like we said, we're going to keep growing this. We might get another booster box. We might get an ETB. We're just going to be adding on to this as we get stuff, you know, and we'll keep you in touch with how big it's going to go.
Evolving Skies is coming out, and if you forgot, Eevee Heroes is part of Evolving Skies. We may or may not have Evolving Skies merch in there.
Yeah, you know, you don't know.
We don't know even, because
right.
It hasn't come out yet.
Yeah, we're getting things as we're like, ooh, this is good for the giveaway. Anyways, also, you have, I think, 3 other trainer challenges? Two. 2 other trainer challenges that you can still complete. We are going to let you complete those all the way up to the episode before our season finale.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So episode 19, you'll have up until episode 19 when the final trainer challenge is out to complete all these. And every single one is an entry towards this giveaway. So you don't have to pay a thing. You just have to participate and we give it away.
We will pay shipping, we'll pay handling, we will pack it.
Right. All you have to do is start listening to season 3, listen to the most recent episodes.
I believe we started on episode 6.
Episode 6, yes. And all you have to do is do it then. Also, we're not always going to do it in the same spot. The trainer challenge could happen in the middle of an episode. It could be during our break. You don't know when it is, so you're going to want to pay attention to the episode and find out when we're inserting these trainer challenges.
Yeah.
Anyways.
With that being said, Jake, do you have a trainer challenge in mind?
Yes. As collectors, we have a really nice, intimate relationship with our cards. You know what we've asked for in the past. Now it's time to get intimate. We want to see your rarest card. All you have to do, take a picture of your rarest card, tag us in your story, tag us in your post. We'll like and confirm it, and that's your entry. Rarity.
Yeah, so we want to see...
Whoa. Go with the flow.
I cannot. I do not have a romantic bone in my body.
Just let the spirit of Barry White flow through you.
I can't. I can't. I am not a black man, I can't do this. Yeah, so we want to see your rarest card. It doesn't have to be anything super spectacular. If your rarest card is just a holo, we want to see it. If your rarest card is a base set, we want to see it. If your rarest card is a rainbow, we want to see it.
Expose us.
Look through that collection and let us see those rare cards.
I must relax you. I mean totally relax you.
It's a mood.
Yeah. So that is our trainer challenge for this week. Accompanied by Barry White.
Yeah, guys. As always, we've had a ton of news come out, which is great. I know in the second season, it was really slow for news, so we're really happy to give a ton of news. We're also really looking forward to when Brittany's ready to come back on the show from work and stuff. So kind of keep out on our posts and keep listening and keep supporting. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you as always for tuning into the Critical Hit Podcast. You could find me on Instagram and TikTok at tattoo.raichu.
You can find me on Instagram at fam.the.trainer. And you can find Barry White
at Spotify.
On Spotify or anywhere CDs are sold.
Also, if you want something steamy, you can find Brittany on TikTok and Instagram at SpookyVaporeon.
That is spooky with an I.
And on OnlyFans, selling Raptor's feet.
And Jackson's feet.
Thank you guys for listening.
Have a great day.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to this week's episode of Critical Hit. Don't forget to check out other Comic Talk 616 podcasts by going to comictalk616.weebly.com.
Be sure to like and follow us on all of our social media, as well as subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.